Saturday, August 5th, 1961. Later that morning, after breakfast, the owner of the house, Don Juan, and I drove back to Don Juan's place. I was very tired, but I couldn't go to sleep in the truck. Only after the man had left did I fall asleep on the porch of Don Juan's house. When I woke up, it was dark. Don Juan had covered me up with a blanket. I looked for him, but he was not in the house. He came later with a pot of fried beans and a stack of tortillas. I was extremely hungry. After we had finished eating and were resting, he asked me to tell him all that had happened to me the night before. I related my experience in great detail and as accurately as possible. When I finished, he nodded his head and he said, "I think you're fine. It is difficult for me to explain now how and why, but I think it went all right for you." "Can you tell me now, Don Juan, how does peyote protect?" He did not let me finish. Vigorously, he touched me on the shoulder. "Don't you ever name him that way. You haven't seen enough of him yet to know him. How does Mescalito protect people?" "He advises. He answers whatever questions you ask." "But then Mescalito is real? I mean, he's something you can see?" He seemed to be baffled by my question. He looked at me with a sort of blank expression. "What I meant to say is that Mescalito..." "I heard what you said. Didn't you see him last night?" "I wanted to say that I saw only a dog, but I noticed his bewildered look." "Well, then you think what I saw last night was him?" He looked at me with contempt. He chuckled, shook his head as though he couldn't believe it, and in a very belligerent tone he added, "A poco crees que era tu mamá? Don't tell me you believe it was your mama." The word mama was so incongruous that we both laughed for a long time. Then I realized he had fallen asleep and had not answered my question. Sunday, August 6th, 1961. I drove Don Juan to the house where I had taken peyote. On the way, he told me that the name of the man who had offered me to Mescalito was John. When we got to the house, we found John sitting on his porch with two young men. All of them were extremely jovial. They laughed and talked with great ease. The three of them spoke English perfectly. I told John that I had come to thank him for having helped me. I wanted to get their views on my behavior during the hallucinogenic experience, and told them I had been trying to think of what I had done that night and that I couldn't remember. They laughed and were reluctant to talk about it. They seemed to be holding back on account of Don Juan. They all glanced at him as though waiting for an affirmative cue to go on. Don Juan must have cued them, although I did not notice anything, because suddenly John began to tell me what I had done that night. He said he knew I had been taken when he heard me puking. He estimated that I must have puked 30 times. Don Juan corrected him and said it was only 10 times. John continued, "Then we all moved next to you. You were stiff and were having convulsions. For a very long time while lying on your back, you moved your mouth as though talking. Then you began to bump your head on the floor, and Don Juan put an old hat on your head and you stopped it. You shivered and whined for hours, lying on the floor. I think everybody fell asleep then, but I heard you puffing and groaning in my sleep. Then I heard you scream and I woke up. I saw you leaping up in the air, screaming. You made a dash for the water, knocked the pan over, and began to swim in the puddle. Don Juan brought you more water. You sat quietly in front of the pan, then you jumped up and took off all your clothes. You were kneeling in front of the water, drinking in big gulps. Then you just sat there and stared into space. We thought you were going to be there forever. Nearly everybody was asleep, including Don Juan, when suddenly you jumped up again, howling, and took after the dog. The dog got scared and howled too and ran to the back of the house. Then everybody woke up. We all got up. You came back from the other side, still chasing the dog. The dog was running ahead of you, barking and howling. I think you must have gone 20 times around the house, running in circles, barking like a dog. I was afraid people were going to be curious. There are no neighbors close, but your howling was so loud it could have been heard for miles." One of the young men added, "You caught up with the dog and brought it to the porch in your arms." John continued, "Then you began to play with the dog. You wrestled with him, and the dog and you bit each other and played. That I thought was funny. My dog does not play usually, but this time you and the dog were rolling on each other. Then you ran to the water, and the dog drank with you, the young man said. You ran 5 or 6 times to the water with the dog. Well, how long did this go on? I asked.
Hours, John said.
At one time we lost sight of you two. I think you must have run to the back. We just heard you barking and groaning. You sounded so much like a dog that we couldn't tell you two apart.
Well, maybe it was just the dog alone, I said.
They all laughed, and John said, "You were barking there, boy."
What happened next?
The three men looked at one another and seemed to have a hard time deciding what happened next. Finally, the young man who had not yet said anything spoke up.
"He choked," he said, looking at John.
"Yes, you certainly choked. You began to cry very strangely, and then you fell to the floor. We thought you were biting your tongue. Don Juan opened your jaws and poured water on your face. Then you started shivering and having convulsions all over again. Then you stayed motionless for a long time. Don Juan said it was all over. By then it was morning, so we covered you with a blanket and left you to sleep on the porch." He stopped there and looked at the other men who were obviously trying not to laugh. He turned to Don Juan and asked him something. Don Juan smiled and answered the question. John turned to me and said, "We were not going to mention it, but Don Juan says it's all right. You pissed all over my dog."
"What did I do?"
"You don't think the dog was running because he was afraid of you, do you? The dog was running because you were pissing on him." There was general laughter at this point. I tried to question one of the young men, but they were all laughing, and he didn't hear me. John went on, "My dog got even, though. He pissed on you, too." This statement was apparently utterly funny, because they all roared with laughter, including Don Juan. Driving back to Don Juan's place, I asked him, "Did all that really happen, Don Juan?"
"Yes," he said. "But they don't know what you saw. They don't realize you were playing with him. That is why I did not disturb you."
"But is this business of the dog and me pissing on each other true?"
"It was not a dog. How many times do I have to tell you that? This is the only way to understand it. It's the only way. It was he who played with you."
"Did you know all this was happening before I told you about it?"
He vacillated for an instant before answering.
"No, I remembered after you told me about it, the strange way you looked. I just suspected you were doing fine because you didn't seem scared."
"But did the dog really play with me, as they say? God damn it, it was not a dog."